on the bottom of Nun Aleph on his base. Motzoi Yontif, my Tikkun Gadol, which is Motzoi Yontif, first night of Chol HaMoed, they made a Tikkun Gadol in Ezra's Noshim. Amr Belazer, Ka'osa Shoshaninu, Chalaka Haisa, the walls of the Ezra's Noshim originally were smooth, Parishona, the Kifu Gezusra, and they put on, what's it called, boards, whatever, in the walls to support boards that they would, what's it called, put on top of that. What?
Planks.
The skinners you noshim yoshvos malav and noshim amadim. Made a takon, the women should be upstairs and the men downstairs. They basically created a second story. Tana rabbana brishon lo hayu noshim mifnim and noshim achutz. The first place of mikdash, in the beginning, the women were in Ezra's noshim and the men gathered outside. They never were mixed together. The men, women were in the inside of Ezra's Noshim, and the men were outside in Harabayis, by Simchas Beis HaShoeiva, v'ayuboyim lidei Kalas Rosh, because the men were looking towards the women. Hiskinu shu Noshim Yoshos Rachutz, v'anoshim v'fni. So they changed it around. The women should be on the outside, and the men on the inside. V'adayim v'ayuboyim lidei Kalas Rosh. Still came lidei Kalas Rosh. Hiskinu shu Noshim Yoshos Malav, v'anoshim Mata. So they made a takana that the women should be upstairs and the men downstairs. So the Gemara says, how could they build an addition into the Ezra's Noshim that wasn't there before? How could they put these gezustros, right? How could they put these poles in the walls, these supports, right? Which is a permanent thing. The supports remained there. They just put the boards on top of the supports for a sukkah. But when they took the boards off, the poles still were there, the supports. The what?
The scaffold.
Well, the what's it called? The scaffold was the boards. But the thing that supported the scaffolds was in the walls.
Beams
in the walls that supported these boards that were the floor of the Ezra's, the second floor of the Ezra's Noshim. So Mara says, Hachik v'haksiv ha'kol b'ksav y'miyad Hashem olai haskel. The Beis HaMikdash was detailed by in Nevuah to what it was, and he couldn't add anything to it. Amarav Kroash Kechu V'Dorish. They found a pasuk that said that they had to do that. And the male, since they had to do it, it became part of the building of the Mikdash. That once there was Kalas Rosh, this was necessary. If it was necessary, then this was part of the plan. And Ramosha Feinstein brings a raya from here that a mechitza is a dindaraisa. Because if it wouldn't be Minatora, they couldn't have added on to the Mikdash from it. So it must be that keeping the men and women separate was a dindaraisa. And in keeping that, they had to do it this way. That was okay. It wasn't considered an addition to the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi. Chalaka Haisa, HaEzra Snoshim Brishona. Originally, Ezra Snoshim was smooth. V'lohayu Zizim Yotzim in Aksolim. There weren't beams that came out of the walls, extended from the walls. V'kifur Gezustra, Nosnu Zizim Biksolim. They put beams in the walls. Bolted min hakosa saviv saviv, the beam stuck out of the wall all around, and that was the support for boards. Diktoni, what's it called? V'chol shonim mesadrin shom gezustros lavochim shekorin planks. Mistama, right? And they would put boards, planks, on those beams, supported by the beams, and that was the floor of the second story of the Ezra's Noshim. Kadeshiu Noshim Om Doshon, the women stood on these planks, on these boards, the Simchas Beis HaShoeiv of Rose, and they would be able to watch what was going on downstairs. The Zel Tikkun Gadol Diktoni Masnisan Shemesaknim B'Choshonah. This was the Tikkun, the fact that they put the boards on top of the beams, that was the Tikkun Gadol. Mibifnim Bezras Noshim, and originally the women were inside in the Ezras Noshim, Mibachutz, and the men were outside B'Rechovashal Harabayis of Echil. The men would gather on the outside of the Harabais. And Hechi is when they, and there would be Kalas Rosh, so they switched it, men on the inside, women on the outside, it still wasn't good, and then they put the women upstairs. Hechi Avir Hachi Shosifu Vishinu Kluma Binyan Shlomo. How could you add anything to the Beis HaMikdash? Boksiv Gabi David Amelech, Keshesiva Shlomo Almidus Abayis Binyano, when David commanded Shlomo as to how to build the Beis Hamikdash, it says, Akol Biksav Miyad Hashem Olai Heskil, Kol Melechus Hatavnis, the entire plan of the Beis Hamikdash was given over Binavua, Shaldiyah Kodesh Baruch Hu Al Yavgad HaChoze V'Nosan HaNovi. They found a pasuk that said that men and women had to be separated. And since that was a deraisa, right, it therefore became necessary to build the mikdash a little bit different to achieve that.
The last was... The balcony had a railing that was the height of the mechitza.
It had a railing?
I mean, if this is the balcony, then you have a railing right over here so you could look down...
Yeah, Mishama, there was a railing because there was a market. They had to have a market at least 10 fucking high. Right, they couldn't fall off. It's a halacha market. They found a pasuk that said that the men and women had to be separated, and the Nela, what's it called, it wasn't considered an addition to the mikdash. What was the pasuk? Pasuk says, the softa ha'arot v'ha'aretz mishpachos mishpachos, that when they said this hesped, the Gemara is going to discuss who the hesped was for. They did it in the future. When they'll make this hesped, they'll do it family by family, each family separately, mishpachas beis David levad and the shem levad, and the men and women will sit separate, even men separate from their own wives. The Gemara says, v'alotvar in kalvachomer, ma losid lavo shaskin behesped. Losid lavo, where they're going to be involved in a hesped, which is not a great time for levity. The ein yetzahara sholeit, and it's losid lavo when the yetzahara is going to not be so strong. Right? I don't know, the Gemara is going to say that they're going to shech the yetzahara at that time. So there's not too much yetzahara, and it's a time when it's not levity. Omra Torah, noshim levav, and noshim levav, still men and women have to be separate. Right? The drive is so strong that even at that time, it has to be separated. Achshav shasukin besimcha, now that the, what's it called, they were osik and simcha by simcha's based on shoei, the yitzhar is sholik by him, and the yitzhar is full strength, alachas kam v'kama, surely men and women have to be separated. Rashi, the soft arts, b'nevuah Zechariah. This is a nevuah of Zechariah, misnabe la'osid, she'es b'duah Mashiach ben Yosef. The Gemara is going to discuss later, according to one opinion, the hesped is going to be for Mashiach ben Yosef. She'nerag milchemes gog u'magog. The Mashiach ben Yosef will arise, he will fight Milchemes Gog u'Magog, and he'll be killed. And he'll be dead for 6 months, and then Mashiach ben David will come and resurrect him. Uksiv mishpachas beis David levad, u'nishehem levad, shafila b'shas atzar, tzorech lehavdil, anoshim minoshim. Men and women have to be separated even in a time of tzar, when the Yitzhar is not so strong. Shasukim behesved also shah, ha'mitztayr eno mekel rosho mahir. Person's mitzvah doesn't come to be frivolous so fast. And besides that, at that time, the Yetzirah won't be so strong. So still, the Torah said you have to separate men and women, for Simchas Beis HaShoeva, when the Yetzirah is at full strength, you have to separate men and women.
Why not Moshe and Miriam by Kriyas Yamsuf?
Because there it doesn't say, it says that she sang separately. It doesn't say that they put them, that they stood separately. Here, it didn't say that they, what's it called, that they stood separately. Here it's clear that they had to be separated physically. Not just that she singing. Kan shasukim besimcho, krova lekalis rosh, v'od she yitzahara sholi dachshav lo kol shike. Okay, what is this hesped that Zechariah is menabe, then the future is going to be this hesped, this great hesped, and everybody's going to be there, and pligi borabdosa v'rabbanan. Chadom ra'al Mashiach ben Yosef shenera. One said it's going to be a hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef who's going to be killed, and there'll be terrible tzoros after that, and that will be the prelude to Mashiach ben David. And Rapsad Yagon says that doesn't necessarily have to happen. It depends how Mashiach happens, whether this will be necessary or not, and it's only one possible scenario, but if Mashiach comes and we deserve it, more or less, or whatever, then we don't necessarily have to have Mashiach ben Yosef before. Mashiach ben Yosef prepares the way, just like Yosef prepares the way for Klal Yisrael. At all the periods in history, Yeshua prepared the way in Yeretz Yisrael, Yosef prepared the way to Mitzrayim, So Mashiach ben Yosef will prepare the way to Mashiach ben David and unite Klal Yisrael before Mashiach ben David comes. And if it's necessary, it'll happen. If it's not necessary, it won't happen. It's two stages of Geula. So one says it'll be a hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef. V'chadomer al yitzar horishin erak. Another one says that it's not, and it could be, that it won't be necessary for there to be Mashiach ben Yosef, then this nevuah will be miskayim when the Yetzer Hara is shechted. It could be that they depend on the other. If the Yetzer Hara will be shechted, then there won't be a need for Mashiach ben Yosef. If there won't be on the Madrega that the Yetzer Hara is shechted, then there'll be a need for Mashiach ben Yosef. So Bishlom Alamant Yomra Mashiach ben Yosef Shinerag Hainu Dersivi Bitu Eli Eis Asher Dokru the Softu Olav Kemispeid Ahla Yochid. Says that there will be Maspid the Mashiach ben Yosef's Masher Maspid a person, right, to die. Elamant Yomra Al Yetzer Hora Shinerag Hai Hespeid the Boy Lemevet Simcha Boy Lemevet. What kind of Hespeid? If the Yetzer Hora is killed, everybody should be rejoicing. They shouldn't be crying. Amai Bachu, why would they cry? The Dorish of Yehuda, Lossid Lovum, Mavi Akarish Berkeley, it's a horrible Shelfto. In the future, Akarish Berkeley will bring the Sotin and Shechtin. And the Marsha says Shechting means when an animal reaches its Tachlis, so you raise it towards its Tachlis, you Shecht it. So the Yitzhahara will reach his Tachlis, won't have any purpose anymore. So he'll be Shechted, meaning he'll reach his purpose, and that's it. So the Shelfto with Ne'at Tzadik with Ne'erishoyim. The Rosh Shecht the Yitzhahara in front of the Tzadik and in front of the Rishoyim. Tzadikim nidlem targavoa, the tzadikim of the Yetzer Hara will appear like a big mountain, or Rishoyim nidmer lehem kechut asara, and to the Rishoyim will appear like a hair's breadth. Halolu bochim v'halolu bochim, both are going to be crying. Tzadikim bochim v'omrim heich yochon lichbo shargavoa kaseh. The tzadikim will cry and they'll say, how could we conquer such a mountain? Or Rishoyim bochim v'omrim heich lo yochon lichbo shachut asara zeh. And the Rishoyim will cry, how could we not conquer this little hair? The Afakadosh Baruch Hu Tomei Noheb, and the Rabban Hashem also wonders with them. Shenemar Komar Hashem Tzvokos Ki Yipolei Be'enai She'iris Om Azeh Bayom Mohem Gam Be'enai Yipoleia. Just as much as they're wondering, I'm wondering also how the Rishoyim didn't warn Kovish the Yitzhar and how the Tzadikim were yes Kovish the Yitzhar. See Rashi. The Hibitu Eleis Asher Dokru Yistaklu Baharu Shlothim. They'll look at the one who's killed in front of them. So that sounds like a human being is being killed. The soft of a love can misbid al Yachid. Call him a masbid al Ben Yachid Shoyel Omeis. They'll give a hesped as a person would give to his only son who was killed. Tzadikim Bochim. Why were the Tzadikim crying? Right? So they're happy. They were covers the Yitzhahara. Why should they cry? Shiniskorim Bitsarum Shoyel Ohem Lichbo Sharosh Azeb Bechayeyim. They're crying over the past, all the nisyonos they had in the past, they're crying for. It's like cries, tears of joy. What are tears of joy? Cry by a chuppah. You're crying because you remember all the tzaras you had till you got to the chuppah. So that's not true. That's why the mayor bluffed it. Tells Rashiva said, it says in the future there won't be even tears of simcha. Why not? Because tears of simcha are based on remembering all the tzaras you had till you got to the simcha. That's what you cry for. You don't cry because of the simcha. Right, you cry because of what brought to the simcha, and in the future you won't have anything to cry about, even from the past.
They're also just remembering the pain of the struggle.
That's what I said. That's what she said. No, they're crying because of all the yisurim and the nisyonos you had before. You remember all those nisyonos that you're crying. That's what Rashi says. The Marsha says no, they're crying because they don't have the yitzhar anymore. The yitzhar gives them schar, so the bechira is less. So they're crying over the matzav now. It's not such a great matzah. They would rather have all this tzoras, all the nisyonos. And others say they're crying because of the Rishoyim. Since the Rishoyim didn't conquer the Yitzhar, they're crying, this Rav Shev Rachmanis on the Rishoyim. Ki yipole be'enai seifei dekroa gam be'enai yipole. I'm also wondering, the Rav Shev says. Okay, so the lot of mefarshim here, why the Yitzhar appears to the tzaddikim like a mountain and to the Rishoyim like a hairbreadth. So the Beis Halevi says that most of the Yetzer Hara is imagination. So if you never did the Avera, the imagination is great. If you did it, you know it's not so great. So the Rishoyim, they did all these Averas, so they know they're not so great. The Tzaddikim imagine what they could be. By them, they're a big mountain. The Tzelzer Rashiva says that Tzaddikim anticipate all the problems, all the Yetzer Hara. Like the Gemara says, the Yetzer Hara in the beginning is a little thing, and it ends up in the end like a rope. So if you anticipate all the nisyonos, all the problems, a big mountain, But the Rishoyim never anticipate anything. They see that it's easy. We can do. We'll conquer the Yetzer Hara. No big deal. And because they don't anticipate the problems, they immediately stumble on the first little thing. So they never get past the beginning. They never get past the hair. The tzaddikim, the Yetzer Hara to them, since they anticipate the problems, they're able to face them all, and they see it as a big mountain. Okay. Omer Avasi, Yetzer Hara betchila doma lechut shel buchya. In the beginning, the Yetzer Hara is like a thread. Well, the sof, pashut pshat is, and if you give into it, then doma lekavosus ha'agola. Then it becomes like ropes that you pull wagons with. Shenamer hoy moshchei ha'oven bechavle hashav. In the beginning, you pull the sin with chavle hashav, uka'avos ha'agola chato. In the end, it becomes like thick ropes. Tora, okay, Rashi. Shel buchya. It's in the beginning, it's like a spider's web. And once you give in, avera goreres avera, it becomes like a thick rope. Moshe ha'ovim b'chavli ha'shov, b'tchilo ha'yum b'vien also aleim ha'yedei chavolim she'enum shoklum. In the beginning, it was like a spider's web. And in the end, it becomes like a thick rope that you tie the para to when you were tied to the plow. Okay. Chana Rabbana. Mashiach ben David sh'asa lehigolos m'heru b'yomenu. Omer lach, Kodesh Baruch Hu shal mimenu dover ve'etein lach. The Rabbana shall say to Mashiach ben David, ask me for something, I'll give it to you. Sh'nem ra'asap ra'l'chok. Ani hayom yelaraticha, sh'al mimenu ve'etna goyim nachvosecha. Ask me what you want, I'll give you all the world under you. Even Shalom Mashiach ben Yosef Shenera, when Mashiach ben David sees that Mashiach ben Yosef was killed, Omer lefadav Ribono Shalom, ani mevak, eini mevakish mechoy lechayim. I only want life for Mashiach ben Yosef. Omer lo chayim, at shalom amarto, kvar isnabi olecha David avicha. Like that which you asked for already was prophesied, that that's what you're going to ask for. Shenemer chayim sha'al mimcha nasato lo. Dorash of Avira, v'sem Rav Shua ben Levi, shiva shemes yesh lo yetzer hara. The Yetzer Hara has seven names, just like Gehenna has seven names. The Yetzer Hara gets you into Gehenna also has seven names. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Karo Ra. We once gave a Yom Kippur drasha explaining all these names, if you remember. I remember only vaguely that I once gave such a drasha, but we explained in detail what the different aspects of the Yetzer Hara are that are represented by these names, and we're not going to do it again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Karo Ra, the Roshim called the Yetzer Hara Ra, Shenemer Ki Yetzer Laiv HaAdam Ra Minu Urav. Moshe Karo Orel, Shenemer Umaltem Es Or Las Levadchem. David Karo Tomei, Shenemer Leiv Tahor Barali Elokim, Nechlal Di Ika Tomei. Before you get that new pure heart, you had an impure heart. Shlomo Karo Sonei, Shenemer Imroiv Sonacha Achilei Ulechem, Vim Tomei Hashkei Umayim, Ki Gecholim Atachos HaRosho. If your enemy, which is the Yetzer Hara, is hungry, give him bread and water. That's Torah. Bread is Torah Shebichsav, water is Torah Shebalpeh, and if you want to get rid of the Yetzer Hara, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, and Vashem Yashalim Lach, Al Tikra Yashalim Lach, Ele Yashlim Menu. The Rabbanus will make him then become at peace with you. If you have Torah, you can make the Yetzer Hara have peace with you. See how Rashi learns. That's what it means, Torah Tavlin. Torah doesn't destroy the Yetzer Hara. He spices him up and makes him palatable. Yeshayo karu michshol, shenemer solu panu derech, harimu michshol mi derech ami. Yechesko karu evan, shenemer vaziros yes leiv ha'evan mipsarchem, benasati lachem leiv basar. Yoel karu tzfoni, shenemer v'yasat tzfoni archik mealechem.
That was in
the Torah and Chavishu. Right. Atzfoni, we have Rashi. Asapra el Chok. Asapra dover ze lios lechok lezikara. Right. I'll say this something that later on will be a memory for the future, that this is what's going to happen. Hayom yilavaticha, hayom egle lebrios shebiniyata. Now I'll let everybody know that you are my favorite son. Im roiv sonacha, yitzricho hara roiv v'toiv aveira, if Yetzer Hara wants to do aveiras, hachileu lechem, hatricheu b'milchamta shel Torah. Feed him the lechem of Torah. Dechshiv lechu lachmu belachmi. Hashkeu mayim Torah. Torah. Dechshiv lechu oikol somi lechu lemayim. The first you say, once Torah shebasav, once Torah shebalpeh. Yashli menulah, sheasholein yitzrecha imach. The ohavecha. The yitzrehar will become your friend. And he won't make you do chatoyim. You'll be able to use the Yetzer Hara in a positive way. Hatzfoni, can afford it soft and believable shalom. Tzfoni means that it's hidden in the heart of a person. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, yes, Hatzfoni archit me aleichem, ze Yetzer Hara, should soft and believable shalom. The Yetzer Hara is hidden in the heart of a person. The dachtiv el eretzio shmama, the mokum shem ben yodim, etzrim, afrom, away, cast them away to places where people aren't found, Lizgaros Bohen, and in the future the Yetzer Hara will be pushed away where he won't be able to incite people. As Pana the Layama Kadmoni, why? Shenosan Ein of Mikdash Rishon, because he put his face towards the first sea, that's a hint to the Beis HaMikdash, the Echrivo, the Horeb Talmidei Chachom Shebo, the Sofu of Layam HaAchron, what was the Yam HaAchron? Shenosavein of the Mikdash Sheni, the Echrivo, and we said that the Mikdash is like the Yam, which is Dome to the Rakia and Dome to the Kisei HaKavod, and that's why they made the Binyan of Hordas look like waves of the sea. So the Yam is a euphemism for the Bote Mikdash. V'horek Talmidei Chachom Shebo, so the Yetzer Hara caused the Churban of the first base of Mikdash, the second base of Mikdash. V'olav Bo'osho V'tal Sachanoso, and his stench, rises. Sheminiach umos ha'olam umiskar b'sonim so Yisrael. That the Yitzhahara doesn't spend so much time with Goyim. Spends more time with Yidden. Ki deal la'aso som rabbayim v'talmidei chachom yosh mikulam. And he spends most of his time with talmidei chachom. Because kol ha'godol michaveiro yitzro godol mimenu. The greater the person, the greater the Yitzhahara. And the greater the, what's it called, the Yetzer Hara wants to be machshel the person, because the greater the benefit can be if he's not machshelin. Kihod Abai, where do you see that the Yetzer Hara is machshel Talmidei Chacham even greater than regular people? Kihod Abai, Yishami Lahu Gavra, Dekomar Lahi Itza, knocked in the nasal of the Orcha. Man said to a woman, let's travel together. They weren't married. And they were going to travel alone together on a lonely path. Omar Ezel Afreshinu Mesuras. Abai said, well, I'm going to follow them and make sure they don't do any Averis. Right? These two people, two men, woman together, what's going to come to no good. Also Basrayo, so he went, followed them. Tauta Parsi, three Parsis. He followed them, Ba'agma, and they were going in a swampy place. Nobody else was around, so they could have easily done an Averis. Kiavim Parsi, Me'adodi, and they didn't do anything wrong. And when they bid farewell to each other, Shamina, we heard them say, "Dekoamre urchin rechika v'tzatzim besima." We have a long way to go. Our parts, our paths part now. But if we could go together, it'd be nice. So it wasn't that they didn't like each other. They liked each other. They would have liked to continue traveling. They couldn't. They lived in different places. Omer Abaye, iman desoni li havi le havi lo havi motzi lo ok minavshe. If I would have been in this situation, I would have vary bit on the other. Ozel Tola Nafsha Bipura Dadasha. So he stood by the doorway, right, and supported himself by the doorway as if to be mitzdayer over the fact that these people were on a higher madrega than him. He knew he would have been chulti if he was in a similar situation, and they weren't.
What's the doorway doing in
a swamp? What? No, that's where he went to support himself. He felt, what?
What's the doorway doing in a swamp?
No, no, he went home.
He went home first.
Okay. Yeah. Usaba, Tonelei, Kolagodl Michadero, Yitzrugodl Heimenu. So somebody comforted Abai and said, whoever's greater than another person, his Yetzer Hara is greater. Both because Zela Umazeh, if you have a greater Yetzer Tov, you have to have an equal Yetzer Hara. Also, because to the Talmud Chacham, to the greater person, he knows more. He knows more that's auster. He knows the depths of the thing, the details. So he has much more nisyonos than the person who doesn't know too much. Right? I saw in one of the Zrachi papers, some woman columnist wrote that the vidui is, some things are like ridiculous. Right? Which says, Agili Arayis. Was I ever over Agili Arayis? Right? Mislama, she's over on Gilead Arayis every day, the way she dresses or whatever, but she thinks Gilead Arayis means incest. So she's right, whatever, or an incest, but you understand that there's a lot more to these Averas, but if you don't get on the Madrega, that, you know, you have no idea what it is, so you can dress like a prutza, and it doesn't, that's not called Giliarais. Giliarais means incest. So, what's it called? So, somebody can say, most of these Averas, what did we ever do any of them? So a person who's greater knows that what the Averas are. He knows how much Nisyonis there are. He knows there's as much bigger Yetzirah, because there are a lot more things he knows is awesome. Okay, Rashi. Panav El Yam HaKadmoni HaMikdash HaRishon Shu Kiyam. Mikdash is compared to a Yam. Shehoyu HaKol Nikbotzim Shom Kiyam Shekol HaNecholim Hochul Melov. Because everybody came to the Beis HaMikdash, like all of the Necholim end up in the Yam. V'ala Ba'asho V'tzachanoso, Nei Shehele Ba'asho V'sirchon, Shiniach Ha'umos V'nizgara B'Yisrael. And the reason the Rav Arnson is going to cast out the Yetzirah is because his stench is that he left the Goyim and he bedafka made trouble for Klal Yisrael. Knocked in the nasal Ba'urcha, Nashkin Ba'ashkoma Kodem Ayom, let's go up early, Hashkoma Kori Kadmusa. Kadmusa means getting up early. When they said goodbye, show you Mishtei Ayaris, from two different cities. The Gil of Parshas Drachim, they got to the crossroads. Piris Zelakan, Zulakan. This one went his way, and the woman went her way. Orcha Rechika, Derech Rechoka, Ibein Shtei Amikomosenu. Even though we live far from each other, Iyef Sheinu Od Leilich Yachad, and we can't walk together. The Tzavs and Besima, but if we could, Ilu Hayinu Yecholim Leilich B'Derech Echad, Hayanoim Tzav Teshalana. Be nice to keep up our friendship and go together. So they liked each other, and still they didn't do any other. Mar says, "Iman de soni leim hoya sonai misyachidim hoisha." If my sonai, meaning himself, if I would have been miyuchid with this woman, lo havi motzeok mi anafshe melachat melachto, I probably would have sinned. Ve'al atzmoyom, he's talking about himself, but he didn't want to say it openly about himself, so he called himself my enemy. Tolanafshe nishan abriach adelis. He went home and he leaned on the doorway as if being mitzayir. He didn't have the koach to stand up. He felt so bad. To adam shemachashiv mitzayir, like a person is mitzayir.